15-foot waves along Spain's Atlantic coast are hindering efforts to contain a fuel oil spill. Yesterday, the Bahamas-flagged oil tanker Prestige went down with most of its 20 million gallon cargo hours after breaking in two in heavy seas. For nearly a week, salvage crews had tried to move the damaged tanker away from the Spanish coast where the oil could be removed. Some 125 miles of coastline already have been blackened by oil that leaked from the tanker over the past week. A spokesman for Greenpeace says a time bomb is at the bottom of the sea. The BBC's Claire Marshall reports from the Spanish province of Galicia.
I'm walking across a thick, sludgy carpet of oil on a once pristine sandy beach. This is the scene at just one small cove in Galicia. The fear now is that this pollution could get much, much worse. After several hours of floundering on the surface of the sea after breaking in two, the Prestige finally slipped beneath the waves of the Atlantic. She spilled thousands of tons of oil in the process. Although some could sink with the wreck, much more could soon reach the coast. According to Krista Holmvall, who's involved in the salvage process, this type of oil makes the cleanup very difficult.
It's a very, very thick oil. It's almost like crude. Once it hits solids, it becomes like tar. Very difficult to use the traditional method of cleaning up spills, which use absorbents and skimmers. A priority is to contain it and keep it away from shore and try to take care of it at sea. Because once it hits the shore, you've quadrupled the work.
This region has already been devastated by an earlier slick. Thousands of families depend on the ocean for a living. With the pollution having led to a complete ban on fishing, they have lost their livelihoods.
I think the worst is the people's jobs, because there's a lot of seafood and a lot of surfing, and people, they come to the beach and walk, because there's a lot of life over this coast. So I think it's going to affect everybody in general. It's not just tourism, or it's just not fishermen. It's everybody.
The Spanish Navy has been working alongside teams of volunteers to try and clean up the oil, which has already been washed ashore. Marine and bird life has been badly affected. As details of the full scale of the disaster emerge, difficult questions are now being asked about how and why this was allowed to happen.
The BBC's Claire Marshall.